我想诗歌第四节嗰度，佢话我嗰个秘诀咧，我已经揾到啦，服侍主嗰个秘诀已经揾到啦，咁样。
I noticed as we were singing the hymn earlier, in stanza 4, it tells us, I found a wondrous secret.
究竟那个秘诀是什么呢?
And what is that wondrous secret?
那个秘诀不是我们要怎样去服侍,但是我们的服侍要怎样去满足神。
A wondrous secret is not how we are to serve, but that wondrous secret lies in how do we please our God.
我今朝早呢，要继续同弟兄姊妹交通《路加福音》第十五章。
This morning, I'd like to continue my fellowship with brothers and sisters on the Gospel according to Luke chapter 15.
呢个系我要同弟兄姊妹交通嘅题目。
And this is the topic which I like to fellowship with brothers and sisters.
天上边嘅心意。
That is the mind of heaven.
但我哋要今朝早睇重喺大儿子嘅身上。
But this morning we want to focus our attention in this parable about the elder son.
好唔好？我哋一齐嚟睇下第五十五章《路加福音》十五章。第二十五节开始读到三十二节。
Let us read from the Gospel according to Luke chapter 15, starting with verse 25 until verse 32.
如果有圣经的，请你拎出来跟我一起读。在网上面的弟兄姊妹呢，你都将你的圣经拿出来，好不好？
Now, if brothers and sisters have your Bibles, please turn to it and we can read it together.For the brethren who are joining us online, please also have your Bibles out.
是不是? Okay.Thank you. 第二十五节
Starting with verse 25.
那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音，便叫过一个仆人来，问是什么事。仆人说：你兄弟来了，你父亲因为他得无灾无病地回来，把肥牛犊宰了。大儿子却生气不想进去，他父亲就出来劝他。他对父亲说：我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业，他一来，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。父亲对他说：儿啊，你常和我同在，我的一切所有的都是你的，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。请我们低头祈祷。
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们称颂你。
Lord, we praise thee.
因为你恩待了我们
，because thou art gracious to us，
让我们好似嗰个流浪嘅儿子一样
，we as the prodigal，
但系你却将我们救回
，yet thou have rescued us，
并且你接纳我们如儿子
，and thou accepted us as sons，
主啊，你并且你将我们俾我们一个嘅托付，主啊，要嚟。
And Lord, thou have also entrusted us this commitment, which is to please thee.
主啊，我哋如今将我哋呢段嘅时间重新嘅交放喺你嘅手中。
Lord, once again we commit this hour unto thee.
求主嘅圣灵喺我哋中间自由嘅运行。
Lord, may thy spirit freely move amongst us.
并将赐人智慧同埋启示嘅灵赏赐俾我哋。
And do grant us the spirit of revelation.And of truth,
that we may truly
know. 求主
纪念呢段嘅时间。
Lord, remember this time.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
所以今朝早愿意同弟兄姊妹就交通呢一个嘅题目，我会咧就用四方面嚟同弟兄姊妹交通。
Now this morning, I'd like to share on this theme and this topic with in four points.
第一点系呢个大儿子。呢度圣经讲嘅大儿子究竟佢系指边一种嘅人
？The four points first being who is the elder son in this parable concerning the elder son? Which group of people is this elder son referring to？
第二点咧就系呢个大儿子嘅实在嘅情况。
The second point is the reality of this elder son。
第三点咧就系嗰度讲到话佢翻嚟屋企，但系离家不远。
And we read in the passage, though the elder son returned home from the field, he draw near to the house.
然后最后我哋要交通点样去满足天上嘅心意。
And finally, we will fellowship on the point to satisfy the mind of heaven.
弟兄姊妹，如果你记得嘅话，我曾经咧用四次交通到十五章，特别系关乎呢个小儿子嘅佢嗰个嘅。离家同埋回家嘅过程。
Now, brothers and sisters, you recall on this topic, we have fellowship a few times. I've used four sessions to share with brothers and sisters in this parable concerning the younger son, this prodigal who left and returned.
咁好似嚟到今日要嚟到最后嗰一段啊，系25节到32节。系讲关乎呢个大儿子嘅事故故事。
Now it seems as in this passage, the last portion of it from verse 25 to 32, which we read, concerns the elder son.
我哋通常咧，好多时候亦都将注意力放喺小儿子同埋迷羊啊、失钱啊个比喻嘅上边。
Generally, we might put more of our focus, our attention on the younger son, the lost sheep, or the lost coin.
却呢将大儿子呢个故事呢就好似轻轻咁样带过去。
Then perhaps we'll just lightly gloss over this passage concerning the elder son.
原因呢就是我们都将十五章里面的比喻呢放重在传福音的事情上。
The reason for that perhaps is because when we use this passage, our focus is more on sharing the good news, spreading the gospel.
我们知道这个内容呢的确是很合适来传福音的。
Now, of course, on the one hand, we know full well this content here is very appropriate, suitable for sharing the gospel.
但是其中呢必定有一啲嘅属灵长进嘅操练同埋提醒，神系要我哋去留意嘅。
Yet in the midst of these words, there must be a spiritual exercise and reminder that God desires for us to take note of.
咁所以我哋一面可以用嚟传福音。
Therefore, on the one aspect, we use this passage to share the gospel，
用嚟做福音嘅材料
，and to use it for material to share the good news。
但请唔好忘记。神的话不单只是一方面，是多方面。
Yet let us not forget that the word of God is not only focused on one perspective, but many.
因为神从来都没有向人隐瞒他的心意。
For God has never hidden his heart, his desire to man.
但是问题就是我们能不能够从经文的里面领会到神的心意，和领会到之后我们有没有更新。
Then the issue is, from the scripture itself, are we able to come to understand the heart of God, and after understanding, are we renewed and refreshed within?
正如刚才我们唱的诗歌，服侍主是很 joyful 的，很喜乐。
Just as the song we sang earlier, there is joy in serving Jesus.
但那个秘诀在哪里呢？
But where does that wondrous secret lie?
我们常常周围会用周围的事情环境啊，神就向我们在灵的里面向我们有所提示。
Now many a times through the circumstances and environment, God will remind us from within.
神更加在祂的话的里头向我们提示出祂究竟 想乜嘢。
And even more so from his own word, God will reveal unto us what his desire is.
所以尤其是喺呢个疫情嘅期间，好多人都会喜欢听一啲所谓时代嘅信息。
Therefore, during these times, especially the times of the pandemic, many would delight to hear the word of the times.
譬如话基督徒喺呢个时候。应该怎样面对这个疫情呢?
For example, subjects on during the pandemic, how Christians ought to face such issues.
怎样去安排聚会才算是安全呢? 等等。
And how do we make arrangements for the meeting to be safe and etc.
但是弟兄姊妹,在这个疫情的里面,我们有没有想到神?
Yet, brothers and sisters, during these times, such as the pandemic, did we consider what God is after? What is He doing?
神点解要将我哋带进去呢个咁样嘅地步呢?
Why is it that God will lead us into such a condition?
究竟佢想从神嘅儿女当中得到啲乜嘢，或者看见啲乜嘢？
In fact, then, in these circumstances, what does God desire for his children to gain or be able to see?
弟兄姊妹，我们要怎样活在合神心意的这个原则的底下呢?
Brothers and sisters, how ought we live under this principle that we would be one that is pleasing to God?
这个就是今天我们要交通的原因。
And this is the reason for our time of fellowship this morning.
另外一个我想交通这个大儿子的故事的原因吧。
Another reason perhaps you can call it why I want to fellowship on this elder son in this parable.
就是希望透过这个大儿子的实况明白到我们今天不可以再用大儿子的一个这样的心态来服侍主。
That reason is that if we look into the reality of the elder son, let us be mindful that we can no longer serve in this way with the mindset, the attitude of the elder son.
很多前面的弟兄都告诉我们，这个大儿子的灵是一个怎样的灵。
And many brethren before us have shared with us what is the spirit of this elder son.
这个大儿子的，所谓大儿子的灵就是一个假冒为善的灵。
Now, the spirit of this elder son is one that is hypocritical, that is of hypocrisy.
大儿子的灵是神所不希望见到的。
And the spirit of the elder son of hypocrisy is one that God does not desire to see.
有大儿子的灵是神所咒诅的。
And one that has such a spirit of hypocrisy is cursed of God.
因为假冒为善在神的眼中这件是不是福气是祸事来。
Because hypocrisy in the sight of God is not a blessing, but a woe.
我们都很喜欢接受祝福。
Now we delight to receive blessings.
同埋听见祝福嘅话
，and we love to hear words of blessing。
尤其是咧，人哋称赞你嘅时候咧，你嘅感觉可能就系会好飘飘然。
Especially when others praise you, you feel so elated。
圣经对接受主嘅人同埋接受主嘅命令嘅人，佢系祝福，系 blessing。
Now, for those who receive the Lord and receive His word, His commandment, that is a blessing.
但是对那些假冒为善的人，神说他们有祸了。
But as those who are hypocrites, God says, woe unto them.
弟兄姊妹，知不知道哪些人是假冒为善的呢?
Then, brothers and sisters, the question is, do we know who are the hypocrites?
在圣经里面，法利赛人就是表表姐。
And in the scriptures, the Pharisee is very typical of a hypocrite.
所以大儿子是谁呢?
So who is this elder son?
大儿子 法利賽人。
The elder son speaks of the Pharisees.
我記得第一節啊，呢個十五章第一節嗰度係咁樣提嘅。
We know that in chapter 15, verse 1 there, this is mentioned.
佢話當時有啲文士有啲税吏同埋罪人咧，就嚟請主耶穌食飯。
Chapter 15 of Luke, verse 1, then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him, to invite them, invite him to dine with them.
咁而主呢又接受呢个邀请喎。
And our Lord accepted such an invitation.
结果呢当时就有另外一批人呢，嗰批人叫做文士同埋法利赛人。
Then there's a second group of people, verse 2, and the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying,
就喺为咗呢一件嘅事情，为咗主呢个行动咧，议论纷纷。
Because of this very action of the Lord, that they had a discussion about it.
佢又哎呀，耶稣咁圣洁，都同啲罪人、啲税吏一齐食饭。
Oh, if Jesus be so holy, why is he eating, dining with these sinners, this tax gatherers?
系啦，咁当佢哋喺度指手画脚嘅时候
，and when they're pointing fingers，
主就讲咗下边嗰几个比喻。
And then the Lord spoke this parable unto them.
主就一面批评文士同埋法利赛人。
On the one hand, he is rebuking the Pharisees and the scribes.
一面主系安慰嗰啲被批评嘅人。
On the other, God, the Lord is also comforted those who are being criticized.
叫佢哋明白一件事情，就系明白神究竟谂紧乜嘢。
So that they would come to understand this, and that is what the mind of heaven is, what God is thinking.
并且提醒佢哋，要佢哋知道自己所站嘅咩立场。
And also to remind them.What is the exact position which they ought to stand?
我哋知道主从来都冇讲到一啲冇意义嘅说话。
Now our Lord never speaks any words that are empty, that are vain.
因此我有理由相信咧，呢几个比喻系针对前喺佢面前嘅嗰两批人嚟讲。
So we have much reason to believe that these parables which the Lord is speaking is directly at these two groups of people.
所以呢两个儿子啊，一个大儿子，一个小儿子。
And so these two sons, the elder son and the younger son,
就系咧嚟到代表呢两批人。
They are representatives of this very two groups of people.
我哋知道小儿子被公认为是一个浪子。
Now we know it is widely accepted and acknowledged the younger son is the prodigal.
因为他首先是目无尊长，当父亲无爷，无物。
On the offset, he was very did not respect, did not honor his father. His father was nothing in his sight.
在他眼中只有利益，只有家产，只有自我。
In his sight, he was self-centered, only himself with the inheritance and what is good for him.
他要同父亲脱离关系。
And he wants to sever his relationship with the father.
要终于做他自己终于做的事。
And he wants to do his own thing.
又是就是这样要活在罪恶和过犯的当中。
And this is how he wanted to live in his sins and transgressions.
呢小儿子代表住嗰班衰吏同埋罪人。
The younger son, the prodigal, is a representation of the tax collectors and the sinners.
因为罪人同埋法利赛人，衰吏同埋罪人喺圣经里边讲就系嗰啲不信嘅。
Because this group, the tax collectors, the publicans, and the sinners.They are lumped together as one group that are unbelieving.
咁大儿子呢，就系代表文士同埋法利赛人。
The elder son then is represented by the publicans, the Pharisees and the scribes.
文士同埋法利赛人外表系好老实嘅。
Now the Pharisees and the scribes outwardly they are upright.
可能佢哋又有社会地位。
And perhaps they have social status.
对宗教有热诚。
And they're zealous as far as religion is concerned.
并且是埋头苦干。
And they put their head down and work hard.
循规蹈矩。
And they are very proper.
遵守律法。
And they keep the law.
好似是一个属灵的人。
Seemingly as one who is spiritual.
但是圣经说他们只是注重外表的表现而缺乏里面的实际。
But the Bible tells us they are only focused on the outward appearance but lack the inward reality.
这个就是文士和法利赛人。
And this is the Pharisees and the scribes.
所以如果你读圣经路加福音那里就讲到说他们是喜欢在会堂里面坐头位。
And that's why when we read about them, the Pharisees, they are the ones who like to take the best seat, the highest honor in the synagogues, in the banquets.
又喜欢人在街上向他问安。
And they love it when others see them on the streets and greet them.
但是圣经说，那公义和爱神的事情反倒不合。
But yet they are the very ones that they do not do that which is right and righteousness in the sight of God.
所以圣经说，指责这班文士和法利赛人说，他们是假冒为善的，他们是假冒为善的文士和法利赛人。
Therefore, the scriptures call them that these Pharisees and scribes woe unto them because they are hypocrites.
因为他们好似粉色的坟墓，外边好看，但里面装满了死人的骨头和一切的污秽。
And they are like whitewashed tombs, which is beautiful outward, but inside are filled with dead man's bones and all uncleanness.
不单止这样。
Not only this.
他们是说，圣经说他们是好像洗干净的杯盘的外面，但里面呢就装满了勒索和放荡。
The Bible also tells us that there is a cup, a platter that's white, that's washed outwardly, but within they are filled with extortion and excess.
不单止这样，圣经就讲给我们听，说你们都是这样，在人的面前在外面显出公义，里面却装满了假善和不法的事情。
And the Bible tells us, even so, you are exactly outwardly a pure righteous, but within are filled with uncleanness and hypocrisy, iniquity.
大儿子就是这样。
And this is the case, the condition of the elder son.
那边个是大儿子呢？
Who is the elder son?
有。文士和法利赛人的灵的人。
Those of the Pharisees and scribes are the elder son.
第二点。
The second point.
大儿子的实况。
The reality of the elder son.
那我们读过十五章了。
We have read through Luke chapter 15.
全世界的人都公认这个小儿子是败家仔。
And it is widely accepted, acknowledged, known that the younger son, the prodigal, is a bad son, and he squandered all his inheritance.
咁大儿子呢？
What about the elder son?
有冇觉得佢系败家仔？
Do we feel the same way? How he had defamed the family, this elder son?
有冇啊？
Do we feel the same?
冇系嘛？
No, we don't.
圣经没说他是败家仔。
The Bible did not describe him that way.
不是我说的。
Just I'm putting it in my own words.
他是老实。
He was honest.
不好像小仔这样到处周围去跑。
And he was unlike the younger son, the younger brother who went out, lived riotously.
他又没有浪费金钱惹父亲的气。
He did not squander all his wealth.Bringing in the sadness of the father.
虽然呢小气一啲，心胸狭窄一啲。
Perhaps he was a little narrow-minded, and he was not happy about his younger brother.
不过你可能会觉得啲小毛病啫，人都有啦，无伤大雅嘅。
But this is fine. This is normal, and everyone is like this.
你系咪咁睇啊？
Perhaps do we have this viewpoint of the elder son?
你是不是这样看啊?
Do we have this perspective of him?
表面上边来看下，多数个人都会同情大儿子，要站在大儿子的面来同他抱不平的。
Now, outwardly, many would take, sympathize with the elder son to be on his side to say, hey, what is being done to him is wrong.
尤其是这个小孩花了他父亲的家产之后回来还有这么好的待遇。
Especially when we see the younger son, how he squandered, wasted all the inheritance of the father and came back and was treated so well.
这个小孩又不懂做，回来就凶手回来，一点礼物都没带回来认罪。This
younger son came back with nothing in his hands, empty-handed, and to ask for forgiveness.
你会不会觉得父亲是偏心啊？
Do you think the father is having favoritism?
觉不觉得啊？
Do we feel he's partial?
父亲是偏心啊，这个仔其实都挺好仔的，是吧？ 你是不是这么想啊？
Do we think this way? Oh, the father is partial. Oh, it's a good son, this younger one.
有人领头。
I see some shaking heads and some nodding heads.
在负面的证供上面是成立的，他是一个外表是好仔来的。Now, negatively
speaking, on the surface, the evidence shows itself.
从神的角度来看呢,
the elder son may seem like a good son, but from God's perspective,
我们知道神不会偏待人。
We know that God is not partial.
在地位上面,
in position,
大儿子是儿子, 小儿子也是儿子。
They are both sons. The elder son is a son. The younger son is a son.
所以在神的眼中,
so in God's perspective, in position, both sons are alike.
他们所得的家产,
and the inheritance which they receive are alike.
即使是分家,
even if there was a division of the inheritance, they each will have their portion.
你说没讲到，只是说小儿子要分家，大儿子怎么没啊？
You said, no, I don't read that. Only the younger son got his inheritance, not the elder son.
如果你看清楚第12节,
but if we read carefully verse 12,
你就知道大儿子、小儿子都要在这里分家。
You know that both the elder son and the younger son both desire to have their inheritance.
因为第12节那里说, 他父亲就把家业分给他们。
Because there, when we read it, that the father gave their inheritance to them. And so it was divided to them, not just to one.
我相信大家如果你做过什么生前信托的话，你有几多个仔女就分几多份的。
Now I believe as an illustration, if brothers and sisters have a trust, you would understand there you have allotted each portion to each inheritance to each.
所以呢，他们都在神的面前是得到相同样的，他们该得的。
And therefore, you see that they both receive equal alike what they deserved.
问题就是说，在他们的心里面，究竟是一个怎样的心？
Yet, what was their heart within? How did they feel?
我已经讲过，分家就是向父亲宣告独立。
We had mentioned, when we ask for our inheritance, we are asking independence from the father.
分家之后就不再需要靠父亲了，也都不要服在他的权柄底下，自己有自由。
And after I receive my inheritance, I'm declaring my independence. No longer do I have to live under his roof to depend on him. I live under my own rules.
所以如果税吏和罪人象征着不要神的权柄，要任意妄为的话，这个民事和法利罪人也是一样。
If we believe or say the group of the tax collectors and the sinners are those who declare independence, not wanting God, it is the same for the Pharisees and the scribes.
唔要倚靠神，系靠自己同埋自己嘅意嘅呢啲人。
There are also ones who do not want God, who want to rely on themselves, their own self-righteousness.
结果咧，我哋睇见喺圣经里边记载嘅法利赛人，佢系靠自己嘅好行为。
Therefore, we see in the scriptures the Pharisees are ones who claim the merits of their own righteousness, their self-righteousness, thinking they can come before God with those. They pray daily, they read the Bible often, and they motion back and forth as they read the scriptures.
他们又做好事，每周都禁食两次，奉献十分之一。
They all do good works. They fast twice a week and they give their tithes.
常常咧着上一啲有经节嘅 T-shirt 啊，吓 John 3:16 咁样喺度。
And they would often have on attire that is scriptural, like John 3:16. So they are adorned with scriptures.
佢哋咧又会将自己训练成口齿伶俐，能讲能话能祷告，好虔诚咁样样。
And they train themselves well. They know how to speak, how to pray, how to be eloquent, and they know their Bible.
虽然佢哋话口声声话我系服侍神嘅
，And even though outwardly they verbalize I serve God，
但系佢哋同嗰啲税吏同埋罪人都系一样。
Yet they are the same alike with the tax collectors and the sinners.
都是自以为是，自私，自义。
They are selfish and self-righteous.
你睇见嘛？二十九节佢就讲得好实际噶啦，就话我服侍你咁多年，我从来都冇违背过你嘅命令，照足晒你咁讲噶啦。
And verse 29 spells it outright.This elder son, as the Pharisee and scribe answering, said to his father, Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither I transgress thee at any time thy commandment.
是不是真的这样的呢?
Is that truly the case?
他是不是真的服侍主这么多年呢?
Did they truly serve the Lord all these years as they claim?
究竟他是服侍主还是服侍他自己呢?
In their service, it says self-serving or serving the Lord.
你记得《约翰福音》十二章二十六节嗰度讲服侍主嘅人系点样样嘅
？We know from the Gospel according to John chapter 12 verse 26, it describes for us one who serves the Lord.
若有人服侍我，就点样啊
？If any man serve me,
就当跟从我。我在哪里服侍我的人？
Let him follow me, and where I am, there also be my servants.
这个主讲的。
Our Lord himself said so.
这个服侍的原则啊。
This is the principle of service.
没再其他的特别的意思的了，是这样的。
No other meaning attached. This is what it is.
如果有人服侍我，就当跟随我。我在哪里服侍的人，服侍我的人也在哪里。
If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there also shall be my servants.
咁呢个大儿子，佢口就系话服侍神，服侍父亲。
Now this elder son, with his mouth, he claims that he served the father.
但佢人在哪里
？But where is he?
人在哪里啊
？Where is he?
咪喺屋企咯。
You say, well, he's at home, right?
系咪啊
？Is that true?
二十五节，那时大儿子正在田里。
Luke chapter 15, verse 25. At that time, his elder son was in the field.
口就话我系服侍父亲嘅。
With his mouth, he claims he serves the Father.
又根据主讲话服侍主嘅人，我系要服侍，系咁样咁咁。
And according to all the commandments of the Lord, this is how I serve this, this, and that.
但其实佢已经唔喺家里边啦。
But in fact, he was not in the house.
即系话佢唔喺父亲嘅面前啦。
In other words, he was not in the presence of the Father.
去哪边啊?
Where is he?
去了田里.
He is in the field.
圣经用田呢,是代表世界的。
And now in the scriptures, the field represents the world.
所以同主讲的话,连连得上来呢?
Can we connect that where he is with the word of God, where he truly is?
很显明的就是no,就连得上来了,是吗?
And so very clearly, no, it is not connected.
他就说,我从来都没有违背过你的命令的。He
says, I have never transgressed against thy commandment.
有没有啊?
Is that true?
最少有一件,他违背父亲的命令。
At the very least, this is how he transgressed against the Father's commandment.
就是他和小儿子联手要求父亲分家。
It's that he, along with the younger son, have asked for their inheritance. It was gave unto both of them.
最少另外一件就是他就好像小儿子那样离开了父亲去田里面。
At the very least, similar to the younger son, he left the father's house. He was in the field.
去到田里面,不是去田,是去到在田里面。
He was not going to the field, he was in the field.
这个就是大儿子。
And this is the elder son.
他的实况,
That's his reality of the elder son.
所以我们看见,他的话和他的实际是分别。
So we see what he is saying and what his reality is, there's a disconnect.
第三点,
the third point.
离家不远,
draw nigh to the house.
我们知道呢,这个小孩分了家之后就离开家,远走高飞了。
We know the younger son, he took his inheritance and he went far, far away.
刚才我们讲过,大儿子他分家之后,亦都离开父亲。虽然
Now, we also mentioned the elder son got his inheritance. Though he did not go far, far away like the younger son, he was in the field, which means he has already entered into the world, though very close by. Now, they both came home.
圣经没有讲到这个大儿子怎么回来。 但我们知道小儿子,因为他苏醒过来,悔改,然后他回来。
Now, we don't know the condition of the elder son, why he came back at this time, but the younger one, because he squandered all, he was awakened, and he came to his senses, and he returned.
但大儿子呢,没说。
It didn't say for us, the elder son.
为什么会回来?
Why did he come back?
但无论如何,
but regardless,
很接近, okay.
He drew near to the house. But he is yet to be in the house. He says he drew nigh to the house. Now, what does that mean? He is very close, near the house, brothers and sisters.
离家不远就是很接近。
He drew nigh to the house. He's very close.
就是跟家和父亲有一段的距离。
There is still somewhat of a distance between him and the father and the house.
也就是说他那个实况是不达标,不达到神那个标准。
Yet the reality is, the standard is, he did not quite reach the mark. He did not meet the standard.
就是好像这班的文士法利赛人,他们在殿里面来守节,殿里面守安息,在殿里面来祷告。Just
as these Pharisees and scribes, they kept the festivals in the temple, they kept the Sabbath in the temple, they prayed in the temple.
他做尽一切表面的好行为,好像和神很接近。
They did all the outward form and the good deeds, seemingly very close to God.
但主怎么说呢?
What did the Lord say?
主说,这班人,他们嘴唇虽然尊敬我,心却远离我。
The Lord says for this group of people, though they honor me with their lips, yet their hearts are drawn far away from me.
这不是一件
This is not a casual matter. We cannot let it slide. This matter truly aches, breaks the heart of the Lord. Though they honor me with their lips, yet their heart is far from me. Such a condition truly pains the heart of God. This is the spirit of the elder son. This is the reality of the Pharisees and scribes. And may it be that we are not such. So as we come before the Lord, let us examine our hearts. We do not want to do anything that is just outward. We want to pursue after to do that which is pleasing, meet after the heart of God. And the Lord himself have promised in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16,
我们是可以到他的施恩宝座前来得怜恤蒙恩，为就随时的帮助的。We
are able to come boldly approach the throne of grace with confidence and find mercy and find grace and receive help in a time of need.
而且我们来的时候是坦然无惧的，没什么责备，没不惊的。And
we're able to approach boldly, come with confidence before his throne, not with any fear.
同时在第十节呢,
and verse 10 also says, and if we're able to enter into such rest, into his rest, we have ceased from our own works. As God himself ceased, did from his. Now, I especially highlighted this focus is to cease from our own works. So then, brothers and sisters, when we read these two verses together, there is an overall complete meaning there.
合起来来读的时候,是怎样,是说什么呢?
And so when we connect it together and read it, what is it saying to us?
蒙应许可以进入安息的，但系要进入安息就要放下自己同埋自己手里嘅工。Yes,
we have received such a promise that we can enter into this rest. But in order to enter into this rest, such rest, his rest, we must cease from our own works.
只有咁样，我哋先至得蒙怜恤、蒙恩惠。
And then only when we approach the throne of grace in this way, boldly, we're able to find mercy and grace and help in time of need. Now, brothers and sisters, many a times because of responsibility or duty, we have to come into the presence of God.
真正的能够得到安息的，就是那些能够放下自己的工，自己和自己的工的。But
truly, who are able to enjoy the rest, his rest is when those who are ceased from his own work.
我们知道小儿子他堕落到田里面，他做什么呢？他放猪。
Now we know for the younger son, what was his condition? He fell to a point he was in the field and he was feeding the swine, the pigs. Now, to the Chinese, the swine, the pigs are nothing out of the ordinary and we delight to have pork. But for the Jews, the pigs, the swine are unclean.
是不可以入口的，一从讲去养呢啲咁嘅污糟邋遢嘅东西，成为佢嘅职业。
The Jews do not eat pork; they are unclean. And now there is this farming, raising of pigs for food and that he has to tend to them and feed them.
所以我说,小儿子,他以前在犯罪顶撞神的里面。
So again, we see how rebellious the younger son was, how he has sinned against God in such ways.
是神所不能够,
and that is not acceptable in the sight of God.
但这个大儿子呢?
But this elder son, he did not feed the swine, yet he was also in the field.
你猜一下,
now, what was he doing in the field, you suppose? What do you think he was doing in the field?
Barbecue.
Is he barbecuing in the field? What is it?
如果你去田里面,你不是去耕种,去,去,那你去做什么?
If he was not cultivating in the field, what is he doing there?
露营啊?
Is he camping in the field?
去耕种.
He is cultivating.
耕种的目的是什么?
What is the reason for cultivating in the field?
要有收获的嘛?
He wants to reap the harvest in the field.
所以我想吃苹果,我就种棵苹果树。
If I want to eat apples, I will plant an apple tree.
如果我想吃橙其他的,我又种橙树,种其他的树。
If I want to have oranges, I will plant an orange tree.
圣经用田来代表这世界。
The scriptures use field to represent the world.
我们要知道世界是属于魔鬼的。
We know the field, the world, belongs to the devil. What are we trying to cultivate and gain from this world? Do we long to gain the things of God in the field, spiritual things? Or things of the world in the field? If we were to gain anything in the field of this world, it is only for our self-benefit and not of God.
所以神都不能够接受这些的。Therefore,神不能够接受,这个耕种,神也都不会接受。That
is also unacceptable to God, whether it is feeding of the swine or cultivation in the field.
所以,如果我们说小儿子是浪子的话,是堕落了的,大儿子也都是。
If we say the younger son is the prodigal and has fallen, likewise for the elder son.
我好怕呢,在听到在基督教的里面,有基督徒真的活在这样的光景的地方。Oh,
how I fear that there would be Christians who are living in such a condition in Christendom today.
他们离家不远,
they are nigh to the house.
离家不远,
they are near the house.
他们都来聚会,
they come to meet.
都勇敢地来,
they come boldly, courageously.
圣经,
they have their Bibles.
也都习惯性,懂得祈祷,
and they know how to pray.
必要时有交通, 有见证,
and sometimes there's fellowship and testimonies given.
并且会向人承认自己是基督徒,
and we will confess to others we are Christians.
但你的心在哪里?
But where is our heart?
你和神的关系是接近,是在主里面,还是生疏呢?
Is our relationship with God in the house, or we are unfamiliar with him, or we are near the house?
在你的心里面,是你自己的利益,或者你自己的想法,主见,还是神的自己呢?
In your heart,
有没有一定的距离呢?
In your heart, what is the matter? Is it your own self-will, your own benefit, your own opinions, or is it the heart of God? Is there a distance between what God wants and what you want?
这个大儿子离家不远,
this elder son was drawing near to the house.
因为这么接近,所以呢,他听到家里面有很多的跳舞作乐的声音。
Now, because he drew nigh to the house, he heard of the joy in the house, which is the dancing and the music.
Joyful, huh?
Now, there is joy in the Lord.
服侍主是多么的欢喜乐,
And there is joy, much joy in serving Jesus.
但这些离家不远的人, 他听到的,
Yet for those who only drew nigh to the house, what they hear,
他也就知道的,
they heard and they know.
但是这些声音没带给他任何的好处。
Yet such music and dancing did not benefit them whatsoever.
这个大仔呢, 就听到这些欢乐的声音,然后呢,他就来问一个仆人。
Now the elder son heard the music and the dancing and came to inquire and ask.
我告诉你,这是一个毛病来的。
Now, brothers and sisters, let me tell you, this is actually an issue, a problem.
因为他用耳朵来听,来寻找真理。 Because
he came to inquire because of what he heard, he did not come to seek with his heart.
结果他叫一个仆人来问什么事啊？
He called one of the servants and asked what these things meant.
这样一问呢，就问出了毛病了。Because
of this inquiry, asking in this way, there's become a problem.
我首先要声明啊，我唔系。 要弟兄姊妹,不要问问题,你不明白都不要问,不是这样的意思。
Now, brothers and sisters, let me get this one thing clear. When I put it this way, it is not to say, if you have a question, you don't understand, don't ask. I'm not saying that.
任何的事情我们都可以去发问,并且要问清楚。
In fact, we should question if we don't understand, and we should ask till we understand.
我说大儿子他因为问问题而... 发生毛病。
The reason why I say because of his asking in this way, there was a problem.
是说他没有实际上面接上去神的话,又在神的话的活在神的话的当中。
Because in the way he asked, he did not come to know, wanting to know the word of God, and in reality, connect himself to live in the word of God.
世界的方法,世界的理学,来去理解属灵的事情。
So there are many ways of this world, such as academics, to come to understand and know the word of God and not to follow the word of God.
这个就是问题。
And that becomes a problem.
按理呢,其实他不用问。
Now, logically speaking, he actually didn't need to ask.
如果你听到家里有这么欢乐的声音,那你做什么?
Now, if you heard such joy in the house, what is your normal reaction? You don't need to ask what it's about, just walk in and see it, then you know what it is all about. Then you can enter into the joy with the dancing and the music. Did he do that? No.
Why? Why?
Because he only drew near to the house. He was still in the field. I shared this experience with brothers and sisters before. There was a friend that I know of when he was young. He knew the Lord.
要等到他60岁的时候,他才真正的回转归向主。
But it was until he was 60 then he truly repented and returned, belonged to the Lord. Because his mindset when he in his youthful days was, I must go into the world, go into the field to make a name of myself, to have a career, to make it in this world and to enjoy somewhat.
结果呢,几十年,即顺即逝,顺即即逝,消逝。
And quickly, decades flew by.
最后他都是回头的,不过就已经失去了这几十年的光阴和机会去享受,去享用在主里面的喜乐和平安。
At last, he returned, but he lost. He lost out. And all these opportunities for decades to enter into the joy of the Lord.
我希望在我们中间没有这样的人。
I hope there's no such in our midst.
这个大儿子问仆人, 打听消息,
and this elder son asks one of the servants and asks what this means.
你知道问题原因是因为他里面有疑惑。
The reason for his questioning is because there was doubt within.
结果呢, 越问问题就越多的疑惑。
And the more questions asked, the more questions raised.
结果好像整到他糊涂了。
And because of this, he became even more confused.
什么人没疑惑呢? 什么人才没问题呢?
Who are those who have no doubt and no questionings?
完全相信的人，完全接受的人就没问题了，就没疑惑了。
Those who completely believe, who fully receive, they are those who have no questionings and no doubtings.
我记得主复活之后呢，向门徒显现，系嘛？
We remember when the Lord was risen and he made himself known to the disciples.
其中有一个门徒叫多马，他因为主显现的时候，他缺席，缺席，碰不见主。
And there was one named Thomas. When the Lord appeared unto them, he was not there.
后来呢，其他的门徒话俾佢听，哎，我哋见到主啦。
And later on, the other disciples told Thomas, we saw the Lord.
多马怎么讲啊？
And what did Thomas say?
我不信, 除非有证据啦,
unless I have evidence, unless I see it.
啊, 我要用我的手摸到那个钉痕才信。
Only if I can touch him and his nail prints with my hand.
结果主说,
and the Lord said,
不要信, 不要疑惑, 只总要信。
Our Lord says, do not doubt, only believe.
不要疑惑, 只要信。
Do not doubt, only believe.
大儿子的灵,
the spirit of the elder son is a spirit of unbelief. It's a doubting spirit.
那个仆人回来跟他讲,
and the 他说, servant and came back to tell him.
他说为什么会有什么事呢?原来你的弟弟回来了。
This is what happened. Oh, your brother has come. Your younger brother has come.
你爸爸很高兴,所以大摆宴席。
Oh, your father is so glad and joyful. He made a feast.
他说你为什么你爸爸会这么高兴呢?
Why is it that your father is so happy?
他说因为你弟弟无灾无病地回来。
It's because he has come back safe and sound.
圣经就是这么写了。
This is what the scripture records. This is how the servant replied.
你觉得呢?是怎样啊?
What is it you feel?
是不是这样啊? 爸爸很高兴, 大排筵席, 开party, 因为我的儿子无灾无病地回来, 是不是这样啊?
Is that the reason the father is glad? Because the son came back safe and sound, so he had a feast to celebrate. Is that the case?
是不是这样啊?弟兄姊妹?
Brothers and sisters, is that the case?
这个答案不准确。
This answer is inaccurate.
完全是凭着人的思想出来的判断。
This is judgment made by our own observation.
完全是从外面的现象出来的结果。
This is the conclusion based on outward appearance.
似是而非。
It seems right, but it's not.
半真半假,
it's half true and half lie.
我们知道父亲的确是很开心,
yes, we know the father indeed is glad.
开心到大排筵席,
and he was so glad he had a feast.
但是开心的原因,
but the reason for his joy
并非因为你的弟兄平安无事无灾无病地回来,
was not because how the servant put it that your brother has returned safe and sound.
什么叫无灾无病啊?
What does it mean, safe and sound?
就是他出去的时候是这样,四肢健全,回来的时候也是一样,四肢健全。
Safe and sound means he went out healthy, And he came back healthy with all his limbs attached.
出去是原装的, 回来也是原装的, 一点都没有改变过。
He came out, went out healthy, the original parts, he came back, it's the same. No, nothing has changed.
所以父亲, 哎呀, 见到个仔这么完整地回来, 很高兴的, 是吧?
So the father saw the son come back safe and sound and whole in this way. Is that the reason?
这个是人的想法。
That is man's way of thinking.
是人的希望。
It is man's hope.
啊, 明天就过年了。
Tomorrow is the new year.
人都希望呢, 今年好过旧年,
man always wishes the new year is better than the last.
如果今年就好像旧年这样, 你喜不喜欢啊?
If this year is just like the previous, the last year, do we like that?
如果今年好像旧年这样, 你高不高兴?
Do we like it if it's the same as last year?
要不要开party啊?
Do we need a party to celebrate because it's the same?
要找你家开party。
Oh, if you want a party, you'll be at home celebrating yourself.
是啊, 父亲为什么会高兴啊?
No, the father is not glad because it was the same.
好像我们命信主之前, 我们举个例啊, 脾气很大的, 自私自利, 唯我独尊。
Now, just as an illustration, an example, before we believe the Lord, I have a big anger and I'm selfish and it's always about me, me, me.
样都是心高气昂, 自夸张狂。
I'm boastful and prideful, and I have no one in my sight.
那你信了主之后,
and after I believe in the Lord,
原封不动,
I am still the original me. Nothing's changed. I'm the same.
知不知道高兴?
Is there a joy about that?
你说知不知道高兴啊?
Is that something to be joyful about?
要不要开party啊?
You need a celebratory party.
为什么父亲高兴?
Why was the father joyful?
因为他是 死而復活,
because he once was dead, but now is alive and live. He was lost and am found.
什么叫做死而復活,
what does this mean that he once was dead and now is alive, lost and now found?
很简单的是说神的生命进到去我们里头，我们的灵就从此活过来。
It's very simple. Now the life of God has entered into us and we have been quickened, made alive.
死而复活就是说在你的里面得到一个新的生命，而这个生命叫你脱离死权，透过这个生命可以同神重新有交通。
Once we're dead, but now made alive is now this life has conquered death and made us alive again to depart, to be delivered from the power of death, once again to restore that fellowship with God.
失而又得就是我曾经不见了,迷失了,如今我回来。
I was lost and now am found, lost. I went astray, I was lost, but now I've been found.
因为主的话,你要回转,转回归结果,人就 会转,转回到神的面前,
and this is the word of God, to repent and return unto me. And when we repent and return unto him by the word of God, we are renewed.
父亲为什么高兴快乐?
Why was the father glad and joyful?
因为他见到他的儿子死而复活。
Because he saw his son once were dead,
失而復得,
and now alive and lost, but now found.
所以仆人的说话完全不了解父亲的心意。
So the answer of the servant did not understand the heart of the father.
这个世界的理学也都完全不及得上神的心意。
The doctrines of this world cannot meet the standard, the heart of God.
但这些假冒为善的人,
so this elder son, these hypocrites,
并没有因为有这样的神的生命和世界断绝,
not if they had the life of God, they did not cut their ties, severe the relationship with the world.
竟然和这个世界认同,
in fact, they acknowledge themselves, identify themselves with the world.
结果他, 他发火啊, 闹起来,
and because of this, they became angry, indignant.
不单止埋怨父亲偏心不公平,
not only were they indignant that the father was partial and unfair,
他不肯入,
he would not enter.
中文就说, 不肯进去,
In the Chinese, it says he was angry and would not go in. The fact is that he was not willing to go in, but also he cannot enter in. The reason, even not only he's not willing to go in, but he cannot enter, is because he only drew near to the house and he accepted the teaching of the world.
So, so
the fourth point, to satisfy the mind of heaven. Where is the secret? Or in other words, how do we satisfy the mind of heaven? We have to be delivered from the spirit of the elder son. Because the spirit of the elder son, it says, woe unto them. It is those that is far from God that we must cut off.
要让父亲欢喜高兴,
in order for the father to be joyful and glad,
只有一条路走,
there is only one way.
就是做他要我们做的,
that is to do that which he desires for us to do.
我们知道在地上面, 唯一我们的主耶稣是这样的人,
and we know on earth there's only one, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
请大家记住, 当主在父的面前祷告的时候, 他说, 不要照我的意思,
let us remember when our Lord prayed before God the Father, he says, not as I will, but as thou will. If we have such a heart, and we live in this condition, we are able then to satisfy the mind of heaven. Let us bow for a word of prayer.
主啊,我们感谢你,
Lord, we thank thee. And because you clearly manifest your desire to us.
求我们的主,
Lord, we pray that thou help us to truly one who belongs to thee, to be one who is spiritual.
求你帮助我们切除大儿子的灵,
Lord, deliver us, help us to severe cut off the spirit of the elder son. So that we may spiritually in reality enter into thy desire. In the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.